Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Michael's Optical.
Move.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Chicago Bears' potential move to Indiana took another step forward Thursday. A bill was passed to establish a Northwest Indiana Stadium Authority to finance, construct, and lease a stadium for the Bears. The Bears organization has been focused on building a new stadium and also owns land in Arlington Heights, Illinois, which is another potential location. Meanwhile, the Cardinals broke ground on their new performance center and team headquarters on Thursday. The new development is expected to open in time for training camp in 2028. Elsewhere, Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson told the Philadelphia Inquirer that he intends to return to the team in 2026. This will be his 14th season in the league, all with the Eagles. Plus, Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell and Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans are joining the NFL competition committee for 2026. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not in...
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Locally family-owned and operated, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, celebrating 55 years and thanking you for your support. All month long, for every $50 spent, you get $5 off. All brands and products, Wrangler, Carhartt, Levi, work boots, all-weather gear, everything in stock. $50 spent, $5 off. And don't forget, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. Thank you for 55 years. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, February 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
California Commission denies Supervisor Paulding's complaint on election contribution. Paso Robles School Board to discuss Title IX regulations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. California Fair Political Practices Commission sent a letter in response to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's complaint against his District 4 supervisorial election opponent, Adam Verdin. The letter simply states the Enforcement Division will not pursue an enforcement action under this matter. Paulding alleged Adam Verdin violated county election regulations by accepting a donation of $11,800 for his campaign, while the limit for the county is $5,900. Verdin's staff said the donation was split between the primary and general election, and the commission agreed, saying, quote, "Under the Political Reform Act, primary and general elections are considered separate elections, and contribution limits are applicable per election." Adam Verdin also released a statement in response to this, saying, quote, "When elected officials resort to political theatrics and false accusations, it erodes public trust and discourages good people from engaging in local government." In response to requests from previous meetings, the Passerable School Board will discuss the implementation of Title IX and how it relates to transgender female student-athletes and the use of locker and restroom facilities. This discussion will begin in the next meeting on February 24th. According to a presentation for the agenda item, California law is very clear in its policies. Students are allowed to play on sports teams that match their gender identity, and the California Interscholastic Federation, or CIF, does not ban transgender athletes. The presentation also states that California law allows restroom and locker room use that matches gender identity, and schools cannot force students to use facilities based only on sex listed on their birth certificate. By July 1st, California schools must also have at least one all-gender restroom any student can use. The board will discuss district policies, facilitate community input, and consider how to best approach any potential changes. Police arrest suspect who allegedly stole over $4,000 in alcohol. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The County Sheriff's Office announced they made an arrest relating to a grocery store theft, thanks to assistance from the public. On February 2nd, deputies responded to a report of a theft at the Vons grocery store in Napomo, where the suspect allegedly stole $4,000 worth of alcohol over the course of an hour by entering and leaving the store multiple times with alcohol concealed in his clothing and backpack. The sheriff's office later identified the suspect as 23-year-old Georgian Lovesmith, who is on parole out of San Diego. The sheriff's office cites the public's help in identifying the suspect, including one that provided detectives with critical information. The suspect was arrested in a traffic stop on Highway 101 and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on charges of burglary, grand theft, possession of stolen property, and a parole hold. Detectives also recovered more than $10,000 worth of stolen items during the investigation. The county sheriff's office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a recent phone scam. The sheriff's office says scammers are calling residents claiming to be from the sheriff's office and say there's a warrant for their arrest, often for missing federal jury duty. The scammers then demand an immediate payment to avoid being arrested. They're even using some of the names of real employees to make the call sound legitimate, the sheriff's office post said. The payments are typically requested in the form of gift cards or other non-traceable methods. Sheriff's office emphasizes they will never call to demand money, ask for a payment over the phone to clear a warrant, or request gift cards. If you receive one of these calls, the sheriff's office says to hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement agency. Idler's Home will be hosting the fourth season of the Central Coast Cooking Show, starting in March. This live show will feature local food, beer, wine, hospitality, and vendors, and will support the nonprofit organization From the Heart Animal Sanctuary. The live cooking show will be held March 3rd at Idler's Home, featuring Ched Andre from I Love Decatur preparing a delicious five-course meal. This month will also feature Carmelita Florals, live music from Dave Tate, local olive oil from the Heart from Heart Rock Ranch, cookies from Paso Cookie Co., and photography from NM Designs. Limited seating tickets for 2026, held in March, April, May, September, and October, can be found at my805tix.com. In sports for the NBA, yesterday the Celtics beat the Warriors 121-110, the Clippers over the Nuggets 115-114, Magic beat the Kings 131-94. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Clippers, the Thunder will go against the Nets, the Nuggets will face the Trailblazers, and the Bucks will go against the Pelicans. In California news, a missing skier was found dead at Sugar Pine Glade Trail. This is a separate incident from the missing tour group that got caught in an avalanche at Lake Tahoe. Police found the car of a missing 21-year-old man after he was reported for not returning from a ski trip. His body was eventually found deceased after a search, but it is unclear what the cause of death is. A married couple in Southern California, 38-year-old Kaib Don and 40-year-old Wai Nye, have been arrested for operating a large-scale online sex service business. Both suspects were charged with 3 counts of pimping and 1 count of conspiracy to commit a crime. A male shooting suspect in the Los Angeles area led police on a pursuit through Los Angeles County for a little over an hour. The suspect's speed rarely exceeded 40 miles per hour, but often drove on the wrong side of the road, made risky left turns, and sped past red light intersections. After the chase, the suspect stopped his vehicle in an alley, exited the car slowly with his hands raised, and was taken into custody. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The topic of farm robotics has been discussed for years now. So why don't we see more farmers buying this autonomous equipment? Nathan Bivens is the CTO of Fort Robotics. He says the technology continues to get better every single year, and a lot of it is ready for farmer implementation. But he understands that farmers need tech to be ready to work consistently before they're willing to make the investment.
The farming community and just farmers in general, you know, they need stuff that just works. They can't be messing around with technology. It's great if it helps them get things done, but they're not going to use it for very long if it becomes a burden. And I think it makes the ag industry a place that isn't going to adopt the technology until it's really ready. They don't have the time to mess around with something that just doesn't work. And we're now, I think, starting to get there.
Bivens said agrobotics has been worth the wait. He sees the sector making a big impact for years to come.
Machines are going to really make a difference for farmers. It's honestly one of the reasons I'm so excited about ag as an industry right now, is because there are things coming out that I think can really start making a difference for agriculture in the U.S.
Fort Robotics is a leader in safety and security solutions for intelligent machines.
Looking for your next rope horse, barrel prospect, or a dependable ranch mount? The Cowboy Country Horse Sale brings quality horses and honest consigners together, plus a full trade show with tack, equipment, western wear, and equine services. Whether you're buying, selling, or just coming to shop, it's a weekend built for real horsemen and women. Join us March 20th and 21st at the Camplex in Gillette, alongside the Gillette College Rodeo. Find previews and vendor info on Facebook at Cowboy Country Horse Sale. Good horses, good people. Done right. Conley Genetics invites you to their 35th annual Genetics for the Long Run production sale, Tuesday, February 24th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Valier, Montana. Selling 120 genomic tested bulls backed by generations of proven bred in longevity. If you're focused on improving efficiency, durability, and long-term performance in your herd, Conley Angus Genetics are built to deliver. View the catalog, watch videos, and bid live at dvauction.com or learn more at conleyangus.com. Conley Angus, champions of functional longevity.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A recent downturn in global wine consumption has created ripple effects throughout the supply chain in California's grape-growing regions. Since 2024, farmers have torn out tens of thousands of acres of vineyards. Despite the reduction in acreage, roughly a quarter of last year's crop went unpicked due to a lack of demand, according to industry estimates. With less vineyard, acreage and growers are cautious about investing in a crop that might not get sold. San Joaquin County grower Bruce Fry said work opportunities for vineyard crews have become scarcer. There are lots of labor contractors looking for work, Fry told AgAlert in a field report. There seem to be more people looking for work because so many vineyards have been taken out. Fry added he was being cautious about their costs and inputs, such as pruning and herbicide applications this year. We started pruning a little bit late compared to years past due to unknown markets for our grapes, he said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds early this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 20s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday, mostly cloudy Wednesday, partly cloudy Thursday and Friday. Upper 60s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned higher after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Trump administration's sweeping tariffs. Investors are also looking at multiple reports on the economy. Consumer sentiment declined this month. The University of Michigan's reading slipped to 56.6. And new home sales declined 1.7% in December from November. Economic growth slowed more than expected in the fourth quarter of last year. The gross domestic product rose just 1.4%. That quarter included the record government shutdown. A separate report says inflation measured by the PCE price index rose 2.9% for the year ending in December and up 3% excluding food and energy. The results are roughly in line with expectations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
The NRA Banquet and Auction is coming up Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center. It is family-friendly with kids' table and a play area as well. For tickets and additional information, please go to friendsofnra.org. Again, that is coming up March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center. friendsofnra.org.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
Hi, this is Tristan from Roosters Firearms. Hunters, marksmen, and long-range shooters, the wait is over. Roosters Firearms is now your official dealer of Fierce Firearms. Experience the precision, performance, and custom quality of Fierce rifles, built to thrive in the toughest conditions and with the accuracy you can count on in the field or at the range. Our knowledgeable and helpful staff will help you find the perfect Fierce rifle, set you up with the right optics and accessories, and make sure you're ready for your next hunt or competition. To celebrate our new partnership, we're offering exclusive calibers and a custom long range package ready for even the most challenging conditions. Discover the latest models and calibers in store today. Fierce Firearms, built to perform for those who demand the best, now available at Roosters Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton. Stop by Roosters Firearms today or call 805-369-6242 to experience your hands-on demo today.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Few Indian chiefs were able to avoid war with the white man. Today we'll hear the story of one chief who not only avoided war, but actually helped settlers who ventured through his territory. Washakie was of mixed blood. Some say he was part white. He was a commanding figure, tall, powerful, built, and dignified. His mother was Shoshone, and he was raised in that tribe. Because of his great feats against the Crow and Blackfoot, he became the chief of the Eastern Band of Shoshone. Although he was a fierce warrior against his tribal enemies, he always was a friend to the whites. In the 1850s, when immigrants started traveling across his country, they were not molested. In actuality, his tribe helped any pioneer in trouble by recovering their stock and helping them ford streams. They were so helpful that 9,000 immigrants signed petitions praising the Shoshone. In 1863, when the Bear River Campaign ended up killing most of the Shoshone led by Bear Hunter, Washakie's tribe wasn't affected because he had taken them to Fort Bridger. To show their appreciation, in 1868, the U.S. government reserved the Wind River region in Wyoming, covering almost 4,300 square miles for Washakie and his people. During the North Plains campaigns of the 1870s, Washakie and his Shoshone served as scouts for the Army. When Washakie was 70 years of age, some of the younger men sought to depose him. Washakie disappeared for 2 months. He returned with 6 Blackfoot scalps. His leadership was never again questioned. On February 21, 1900, Washakie died. The military gave him a funeral with full military honors. He was buried at Fort Washakie with a monument as his headstone. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
February is heating up at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Every Thursday in February from 5 to 8 p.m., the cash keeps climbing. The first three Thursdays, three winners will each take home cold, hard cash. It all leads up to the grand finale when the keys could be yours. The final Thursday in February, two winners will each win a Cadillac. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Sheriff's Office announced they made an arrest relating to a grocery store theft. thanks to assistance from the public. On February 2nd, deputies responded to a report of a theft at a Vons grocery store in Napomo, where the suspect allegedly stole over $4,000 worth of alcohol. The suspect was later identified as 23-year-old Georgian Lovesmith. He was arrested and booked on charges of burglary and grand theft. Idler's Home will be hosting the fourth season of the Central Coast Cooking Show starting in March. This will feature local food, beer, wine, hospitality, and vendors, and will support the nonprofit organization from the Heart Animal Sanctuary. Seating tickets can be found at my805tix.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning with a possible shower, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The Supreme Court strikes down the tariffs imposed by President Trump last year on imports from nearly every other country under a federal law meant for national emergencies. Fox Chief Legal Correspondent Shannon Bream.
We know it's authored, the primary opinion, by the Chief Justice, and says essentially that this IEEPA, this law that grants the president emergency powers, did not give him the power to levy these tariffs that he's levied. The part of this initial opinion says the words regulate and importation. The president says that gives him the independent power to impose tariffs on imports from any country, any product, any rate, any time. These words, it says, cannot bear such weight.
It's a 6-3 decision. President Trump has called this a life or death case for the economy. Now, it's unclear what happens with the tariffs already paid, tens of billions of dollars. But again, the Supreme Court striking down President Trump's widespread tariffs. America's listening to Fox News.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online deltaliquidenergy.com.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you in meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. A mixture of clouds and some sunshine on your Friday. Mid-50s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Generally sunny. And high should be in the upper 50s on your Saturday. Sunday, we should be in the upper mid to upper 60s. Change just a little bit. Upper 60s with some clouds Monday. Cloudy upper 60s Tuesday. Low 70s, mostly cloudy Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 5 up and down, 6:45 a.m., 5:50 p.m. We are at 34. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those doggy doors built right in. Darsha and Kenny this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio. Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. And freedom of speech, ready to go. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need it, they'll be there. 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL on this Friday edition, all here on The Right Choice. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is freedom of speech time. Let's see here. If you've seen this story regarding a so-called lady or woman, she was arrested at the Las Vegas airport. She left her dog behind. Apparently, she didn't fill out the correct paperwork to travel with a service dog, which some are wondering if she left it behind, was it really a service dog? And she got arrested. She got arrested trying to tie in her dog to a baggage sizer at the JetBlue ticket counter and walking away. So she did that, and I guess her dog is gone. The authorities or whatever took it to... I don't know what it's called, but anyway, people are dying to get this dog. It was acceptable to leave the animal behind because it would return. The woman allegedly told police the airline would not allow her to fly with the dog and claimed it had a tracking device. So, well, and that they would return it to her. Well, after a mandatory 10-day hold period passed without the owner returning, the nonprofit Retrieve Rescue of Las Vegas took custody of the 2-year-old Golden Doodle Mini Poodle mix named JetBlue. The rescue will place it in a new home. Why'd somebody do that? That's terrible. Poor little pooch, 2 years. Then it's going to go to a new home, probably a better home, so... But, boy, somebody doing that, All right, let's see here. On the text, Kevin, please educate yourself and stop spreading lies, misinformation, and propaganda. Gender-changing surgery for minors is not legal in any state without parental consent. You're ignorant or lying. Well, I never said anything about that. Kevin, you and your listeners are so absolutely mentally pedestrians. It's sad to listen to you. Well, thank you for listening. And I'm assuming this is the same one who wrote some disgusting things a few weeks ago. He's, or it has come back, but that's okay. Kevin, debate me in public. I will put up $5,000 to donate to a local charity of your choice. You don't even have to match any donation. I guarantee you will not accept the offer. You have a different time every challenge. I will embarrass you intellectually. Well, no, you won't, because I'm assuming this has to do with the boys or men's and girls' sports. There's no debate. There's simply no debate there. They should not be in it. Simple. That's it. End of the debate. I win. Give me the $5,000. Thank you very much. Kevin, let's see. Morning, I'm sorry, but next will be our wedding anniversary, if you can please. Well, you can go to reception at kprl.com and get it on the list. That's how that works. We do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then obviously Monday. So anyway, you still have time to do that. If Tracy can get a hold of that, that would be a big help. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, about anything you may be interested in. People putting their pictures on their email. I didn't know companies could do that, because we got a text or an email this morning saying that their company did it. I'm assuming with all the paperwork we have to sign these days, there may be something in the company policy that you signed and agreed to get the job. And that may be on it, or I don't know. I don't know. Chris, would you consider putting your picture on your email?
No, I don't think it's something I would do, honestly. Maybe if it was a professional one, but I use my personal email.
So you would be okay if you know, you're working for somebody and they say, hey, as part of the company policy, you have to put your, when you send out company email...
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I do.
I don't know either, honestly. It seems like such a trivial thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of things now that seem trivial, but they just add up. And I don't know, you know, if you sat me down and I had to put up my right hand, I would say I can't answer the question because I don't know. Maybe I'm just fed up with all this nonsense. And that's, to me, it's just part of it. We come up with reasons why this is going to be a benefit to mankind and increase. What if you're ugly? What if somebody's ugly? Okay. I guess that's the other question. Do people know if they're ugly?
I mean, I'm sure some people could figure it out, but either way, it's, you know, a company can ask its employees to do whatever they want as long as it's not illegal or violates their workers' rights. So a photograph or an email just feels par for the course, honestly.
Okay. I don't know how many of you out there would like it or care about it, or if it's just another one of these trivial things that, it's no big deal. And I guess in the scheme of things that it may not be a big deal, but can't people trace you down from face recognition?
Okay, but your company emails what you're worried about in that case?
Well, the question I had, you can get tracked from facial recognition, correct?
I don't know, but I'm saying if that's the case, then a company email is the least of your problems.
Not if I don't have my face out on the social media to begin with.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, stay at home and be a hermit then. I don't know. It seems like such a, like, weirdly specific thing to be worried about. Why should I go out and buy groceries? Somebody might recognize me or the government might start tracking me.
I'm talking about something that we can't avoid. I can't avoid going to the grocery store. But...
Sure you can. Just buy stuff online.
No, I mean, you have to go out. And I'm not... I don't want to get to the ridiculous examples of...
Well, I think that's a ridiculous example.
Well...
Somebody can track me from my company's... email having my profile picture on it through facial to do what?
Kill you.
Oh, wow.
That's not possible.
I'm not saying that's not possible. I just think that that's going into the ridiculous.
Okay, but in the world that we live in now, We have all kinds of people doing weird kinds of things, from leaving dogs at airports to everything going on.
Sure.
We're told in many cases that we need to minimize and protect our safety as much as possible. It just seems to me, with something that sounds so trivial, that we keep adding resources for people to be able to find us, hunt us down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I'm bringing this up. Is that ever brought into consideration? And the other thing, and since we're in such a litigious society, suppose something does happen from the fact that my company says that I have to do this. Now, I have a choice, though. If my company says I have to and I don't want to, I can leave the company. That would be, you know, right? That's my, would be my decision. But would the company be held liable if something happens to me because of this that occurred? There are, and, you know, just, again, I'm looking at, we're talking about AI and technology and so forth, so how far down the road does it go? Because, again, we're told, and, you know, we're having a debate, well, not a debate right now, but there are talks around the country, and we have in court cases, about the impacts and the negativity of social media. Now, I'm assuming that email is considered social media.
That, I don't think so, no. Most people probably don't consider email social media.
Because it's kind of the norm.
That, and it's a little bit more privatized. Like, when you send an email, the intended recipient is the person you are sending it to. It doesn't get posted out for everyone to see like other social media posts can.
If you're having a personal one-on-one, but you know, obviously you've seen these, you get an email with, you know, 15, 20 names, the CCs on them.
Right.
Okay.
Even then, those are the intended recipients. There's probably some semantics that I'm missing here, but I don't think that email counts as social media.
Okay. All right. I don't know how it would be categorized nowadays. Maybe back then when it was new, but you're right. It is usually for intended either one-on-one or a couple of more people and so forth. All right, let's see here on the mail. If I wanted your picture, I could just go to the KPRL website. Of course you could. But that was a decision. I wasn't forced to. And besides, I think I may know part of the reason why I don't like this. When you're in radio, that's part of the, you try to visualize what somebody else looks like. You know, TV, it's right there. But when you hear voices, you tend to, you know, imagine a little bit. That's, you know, part of the theater of the mind. So anyway, just another little trivial knucklehead thing that when I see this, I go, okay, what's the real intent? Well, I don't, not necessarily a negative intent, but I said, what are the potential ramifications in the world we live in now? But again, that's just me being a little, probably a wackadoodle. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, a lot of things always happen on, we have this little thing called history. And did you know that today is an important day for many Americans in 1933? Matter of fact, I don't know if there are parades or not or anything else. It was the end of Prohibition, 21st Amendment, repealing Prohibition. Hallelujah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, interesting about putting personal information out on the internet.
Well, that's...
Is it really...
I was referring to a picture, not personal information.
I'm taking it a step further. Like your birth date, social security number, you don't put those kind of things out. When I signed up for Facebook, I gave a different date of birth, location. You know, I was born in Nome, Alaska. Gee. I always use that one. And the reason why is somebody can't duplicate me by having personal information.
All right, so let me ask you a question. If you were concerned about that, why did you sign up to begin with?
Just to be able to see some of the events and things of people I know. my family members, you know, live out of state and stuff.
Well, would they be able to look at it and say, well, that doesn't sound like him. He says he was born in Nome and his birth date is wrong.
Well, if they are, if they're going to go look up my birth information, yeah, but they wouldn't. I've never had a problem with that. In fact, I've had people wish me a happy birthday on that fake date.
Uh-huh.
And I say, thank you.
All right.
No, people, you know, they can, if you put enough personal information out there, they can do a lot of bad, you know, bad things in your name. You got to be careful.
Including finding you.
Well, exactly. Exactly. No, it's a bad world out there, really.
Well, it's most of these things now are considered normal.
Normal. I'm too old to consider that with normal. I just, there's a lot of sick people, really.
Well, but you signed on Facebook, so that's becoming normal.
It was just that my wife's sister lives in Texas, and she always wants to send things like through Facebook. So,
what do you mean, like family updates, that type of thing?
Exactly. She has about a bazillion kids and grandkids and great grandkids, and you know, and so the women like to talk about all these things.
Okay, and I know that the talking a long time on the phone has become outdated, I'm guessing. Particularly,
we do that a little bit on birthdays and stuff. My wife likes to call her sister, but you're right. I don't know. I don't have answers for all this stuff. My daughter lives in Ohio, and she does stuff on Facebook. So,
okay. Well, obviously, you know, and most listeners know that I don't do Facebook, but I'm just guessing that it just makes it more convenient and. Maybe in the long run, it helps you stay in closer touch to people by using that instead of the phone call.
Yeah. No, it actually does. I mean, I don't post in fact, I post hardly anything on the internet. Mostly, I'm just looking. You know, seeing local people. Like, I found out one of our... really nice local gentleman died, and I had no idea he had died. And because I saw something on Facebook memorializing that he just had died, and I thought, "Oh my God, he died!"
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have known otherwise, except there was a posting on Facebook by his wife.
Well, okay, for families that are, you know, and you know, over the last X amount of decades, more and more families are. As far as distance are apart than years past when a lot of people kind of stayed in the same general area or even in the same state.
Yeah, we're all, our families are all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Well,
both sides, my wife's and mine.
Yeah, well, that's not uncommon anymore. So
my brother lives in Texas.
Well, at the end of the day, it's people's choices what they want to do with that.
No, exactly. You just have, like I said, posting. I don't believe in posting any personal information because it could be used against you. Like somebody could go, if they had enough of information on me, they could open a bank account and say it's me. And that, and on, and it might not turn out too well.
Well, we've had enough people breaking into different government accounts across the nation, so that's, we're not. No matter where we turn, we have to look left or right. We got to go. Thank you.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. In response to requests from previous meetings, the Paso Robles School Board will discuss the implementation of Title IX and how it relates to transgender female student athletes and the use of locker and restroom facilities. You can attend the meeting on Tuesday in person or watch online.
The California Fair Political Practice Commission responded to Jimmy Paulding's complaint that his opponent, Adam Verdin, violated county election regulations by receiving a donation of $11,800 for his campaign. The commission said that the contribution is acceptable as it was split between the primary and general election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning with a possible shower, highs in the mid-50s, partly cloudy for the afternoon. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it'll be Darsha and Kenny, Open Mic Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country, then Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in and Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you Monday. This hour, continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business, keep that cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230, KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.